praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love and mercy. We thank you for your blessings we have received. We thank you for your helps we have received. We thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for a glorious and successful future you have created for us. Thank you for performing your promises in our lives. Thank you for making our lives beautiful. We are so grateful, Lord, for your power and authority that is working in our lives to give us victories. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making it difficult for the enemy to succeed over us. We thank you for making impossible things possible unto us. Thank you for your glory that is radiating upon us. Thank you for your presence that is established in us and in our environment. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the strength you have given to us to do what is right in your sight. We thank you for the ability you have given to us to serve you, to please you, to work for you. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon our lives. Anointing of excellence you have placed upon us. Anointing to be exceptional for good among our colleagues, among every other people out there. Thank you for placing your anointing upon us. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for your special love for us. We thank you for how you have helped us because you love us so much, because you care for us so much. Thank you for how you have blessed us because of your love. Thank you for how you have fought for us because of your love. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for arranging everything and everyone in our lives to work together for our good. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for connecting us with opportunities that would lift us up in life, career, and destiny. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for connecting us with helpers of our destinies, partners of our destinies, sponsors of our vision. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence in our lives that is meant to make it possible for us to possess our possession. We thank you for your powerful presence in our lives that is making ways for us, opening doors for us, connecting us with places and platforms that would allow the fulfillment of our callings and destinies. Thank you for your powerful presence, breaking limitations in our lives and moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you because you have not allowed any evil to happen to any member of our families. We thank you, Father, because you have not allowed any evil to happen to any of our loved ones. Thank you for your protection upon our lives. Thank you for your protection and preservation, even upon the people that we care about. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. You have not allowed us to borrow so we can survive.
Yes.
You have not allowed us to beg for bread, to beg for food. You have been providing all our needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Oh God, we have come before you tonight to pray, to worship you, to praise you, to seek you. Oh Lord, I ask that you visit us in a unique and powerful way tonight. I ask, Father, that you open the heavens over this meeting, over this prayer session. Let the heavens open now in the name of Jesus. Let our requests be granted. Let our chains be broken. Let our lives be blessed. Let our lives be transformed. And let our problems be turned into testimonies of your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do great things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you shall do more than we need. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I trust him to do wonders as we pray. Amen. So I'm going to take some worship songs before we go deeper in prayer. And let's sing the song if you know it. There is no holy as the Lord. There is no beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him. There is none beside him. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. How great is our God. sing with me how great is our God, and all will say how great, all the world will say how great is our God, how great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, every heart will see how great our God. How great you are, how great, Lord Jesus is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the world will see how great is our God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. Holy are you, Lord. Call you God. What is your name? What is your name? We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, you are God. Mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your holy. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow, and worship you. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God. Jesus. good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, worship you, we worship you. Son of God, Son of God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. He is Lord, He is Lord, He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. Over every mountain, He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. The blood of Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. You came touching every life, We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are He. You are He. Blessed our lives. We worship you, Savior. We worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are the waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are here, Lord Jesus. You are here, changing every life. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here. Set the captives free. We worship you, Lion of Judah. We worship you, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light of the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to begin to worship Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Hosts. Worship the I Am That I Am. Worship the God of Israel. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the bright morning star. Worship the root of Jesse. Worship the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Worship Him with the whole of your heart. Praise Him. Thank Him. Adore Him. Celebrate Him. Magnify Him with your voice. Praise Him. O God of Israel, we worship you. O King of Kings, we worship you. Miracle Worker, we praise your name. Mountain Mover, we exalt you. Lord of Hosts, we adore you. We bow before you. For you are worthy, you are forever worthy of our praises. We worship you, Lord. 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 Who is like unto thee? There is none. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Father. There is none as loving as you are. There is none as merciful as you are. There is none as gracious as you are. There is none as powerful as you are. There is none like you, Father. You are higher than the highest. You are greater than the greatest. You are wiser than the wisest. You are wealthier that the world is. You are the Most High God. Blessed be your holy name. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You cannot be defeated. We praise you, God of Israel. You are the living God. You are very much alive in our lives. Very much alive around us. Very much alive in our situations. You are the Lord who cares for us. You are the Lord who thinks about us. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healings. Thank you for your deliverances. Thank you, Jesus, for breakthroughs. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped and praised him. Amen. I welcome everyone of you once again to the Lord's praises. And I trust him to hear and answer your prayers. For he is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you for being so faithful in my life. Thank you for making me to enjoy your faithfulness. Open your mouth and begin to give him thanks like that. Say, Father, thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because I have seen your faithfulness. I have seen your works in my life. I have seen your helps. I have seen your protection, your preservation. I have seen your interventions. I have seen your grace work in my life. I have seen your goodness. I have seen your mighty wonders. I have seen your miracles. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, I thank you for being so faithful to me. Say, Father, thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so faithful. Believe me, the Lord is faithful. In your life, the Lord is faithful. I want you to thank him for that. Thank him for that. Thank him for that. Say, Father, thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you for being so faithful. You might not have what you are looking for. But if you have not received God's interventions, I'm sure your life would have been worse, far worse than you can imagine. If at this point of your life you have not been enjoying God's interventions and God's faithfulness, your life would have been far worse than far worse than you can think of. So whether you can see it or not, God has been faithful to you. Thank him for that. Whether you can feel it or not, God has been faithful to you. Whether you believe it or not, God has been faithful to you. Open your mouth and thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for his faithfulness. If not for God's mercy, the Bible says we would have been consumed. If not for God's mercy, we would have been consumed. Our lives would have been wasted by the enemy. Thank him for his faithfulness in your life. Thank him. Lord, we thank you. You are so faithful. 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 For you are the God who answers our prayers. You are so faithful. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let goodness, let your goodness and mercies continue to be multiplied upon my life. Say, Father, let your goodness and mercies be lavishly poured upon my life from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Begin to pray and say, Father, let your goodness and mercy continually be upon me, continually be multiplied upon my life, upon my career, upon my calling, upon my existence, upon my personality, upon each day of my life. Let your goodness and mercy be lavishly poured out upon me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your goodness and mercy be multiplied upon me. Be multiplied upon me. Be lavishly poured out upon me. Let my life receive excess of your goodness and mercies. Even now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life to the authority in the kingdom of God. I connect my life and destiny to the authority that is in the kingdom of God. Let the plan of God for my life before I was born begin to come to pass by the authority in the kingdom of God. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I connect my life and destiny with the authority that is in the kingdom of God, with the authority that is in the throne of God. Let all the plans of God for my life before I exist in the earth begin to come to pass now in the name of Jesus. All the plans of God, all the promises of God, all the desires of God, all the will of God for my life, for my calling, for my destiny, let them begin to come to pass by the authority of God's kingdom, by the authority of heaven, let the will of God for my life prevail. I believe you're praying. Say, by the authority of heaven, let the will of God for my life, for my calling, for my career, prevail. For my destiny, let it prevail. In the name of Jesus, I connect my journey of life to the authority of God's kingdom. I connect the affairs of my life with the authority of God's kingdom. Let the will of God, the plans of God, the program of God, the determination of God, the purpose of God for my life begin to come to pass by the kingdom authority now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. So let the authority in the kingdom of God begin to bring to pass every promise, every plan of God, every will of God, every purpose of God for my life and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it before that the kingdom of God already prevailed over this earth and over all the kingdoms of this earth, over all the kingdoms ruling this earth, ruling this world, whether they are visible or invisible. The kingdom of God already prevailed over them all. So by the authority that is in the kingdom of God, there is nothing impossible unto you as a believer. By the authority that is in the kingdom of God, there is nothing you cannot get. There is nothing you cannot become as a believer. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the authority that is in the kingdom of God, let the hurt and everything on earth begin to walk together for my good. Let the hurt and its fullness thereof begin to walk together for my good. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree by the authority in the kingdom of God, let the hurt and its fullness thereof begin to work together for my good. In the name of Jesus, let the hurt and its fullness thereof begin to work together for my good. In the name of Jesus, let the hurt and its fullness thereof begin to walk together for my good. In the name of Jesus, let the hurt and its fullness thereof from this hour onward begin to walk together for my good. I decree this by the authority in the kingdom of God. I decree this by the authority of the throne of God. I decree that from now henceforth, let the hurt and its fullness begin to work together for my good, for my greatness, for my success, for my prosperity, for my promotion, for my victories, for my breakthroughs. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the earth and its fullness work together for my good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. Jesus was channeling the authority and power that He is in the kingdom of God to heal those that were oppressed of the devil. He was channeling that authority. He was commanding things to happen by that authority. Yeah, so you're going to pray. The kingdom of God has prevailed over the kingdoms of this world. Is not about to prevail. It has already prevailed. Yeah. Even Jesus said, He said, I have overcome the world. He said, He has overcome the world. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible. So you're going to pray, which means that believers have everything to become who God has sent them into the world to become. We have all the power. We have all the authority to become who God says we are. We have all the power and the authority to possess our possessions. So therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I channel the authority of the kingdom of God against every power of darkness, stopping me from rising to the place of fulfilling destiny, from rising to the place of manifestation in destiny. I channel the power and authority of heaven to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, I channel the authority, the power of the kingdom of God to destroy every power, every kingdom of darkness that is preventing me from becoming who God says I am. Every power, every witchcraft, every kingdom of darkness stopping me from becoming who God says I am, let the power of the kingdom of God, let the authority in the kingdom of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the power and the authority of heaven destroy every power that is not allowing me to become who God says I am. Every power of darkness stopping me from rising to the place of manifestation and destiny, to the place of fulfilling destiny. Let the power of heaven consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the authority of heaven destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, because the kingdom of God has already defeated the kingdoms of this world, the governments of this world, and the rulers of this world, and the darkness ruling this world. Therefore, there are portals of heaven in this earth, from where God comes to rescue his own children. Yeah, Jesus said, he said, you are not of this world. Jesus said, you are in the world, but not of this world. So you belong to the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is here on earth to fight for you. The kingdom of God is here on earth to defend you. The kingdom of God is here on earth to rescue you. The kingdom of God is here on earth to deliver you. Therefore, you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, mobilize all the forces of heaven to save me, to deliver me from captivities of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, mobilize all the forces of heaven to save me, to deliver me from captivities of hell. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, mobilize all the forces of heaven, angelic forces of heaven, armies of heaven, warriors of heaven, to fight for my deliverance, to fight for my salvation, to fight for my breakthroughs, to fight for my healing, to fight for my progress. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, mobilize your angelic forces to fight my battles, to fight for me. Mobilize them for my deliverance from demonic captivities. Thank you, Father. Mobilize. Mobilize forces of heaven to save me. Father, mobilize forces of heaven to deliver me. Father, mobilize forces of heaven to help me. Father, mobilize forces of heaven to fight for me. Even now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe you don't fully understand what I've been saying. Yeah. I watched a movie some time ago where a soldier was surrounded by the enemies, yeah, by a lot or a large numbers of the enemies. I think it was two soldiers. I think it was two soldiers or three, if I'm not mistaken. So these soldiers, they were trying as much as possible to send a signal, to send a message to their base, to send a message to their military base, so that they can mobilize more soldiers to come and rescue them. So they began to put a lot of effort. They began to look for where there is network signal so that they could just send the message to their military base. They could send a message to their country where they have a stronger military force that is capable of coming to rescue them. So the same way we Christians, we are connected to a high level military defense system, military intervention system. I'm talking about divine military, heavenly forces, heavenly angelic military forces, if I can call it like that. Yeah, and all you need to do is to send a message, which is what we are doing right now. All you need to do is to say, God, I am surrounded by the enemy. All you need to do is to say, God, the enemy, they are going to win. The powers of darkness are going to destroy my life. And all you need is to cry out and say, God, save me. So, and if you will cry out in faith, according to the scriptures, God said in the scriptures, he said, if a mother, a nursing mother, cannot ignore the cry of a child. Yeah, he said, even though there are some mothers that could do that. Yeah, but if there are mothers that could not ignore the cry of their child, he said, how much more him? Yeah. Yeah. He said, he will not ignore your cry in the days of trouble. So you're going to cry out to the Lord. Yeah. You're going to cry out to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, look upon my life and destiny. Look upon the situation of my life and destiny. Mobilize your angelic forces to defend me. Mobilize your angelic forces to fight for me. Mobilize your angelic forces to save me. Mobilize your angelic forces to rescue me. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you need to do is to call upon his name. Say, Father, mobilize in your angelic forces to deliver me now. Look at the situation of my life. Look at the situation of my marriage. Begin to mention your situation. So now look at the situation of my finances. Look at the situation of my career. Look at the situation of my family. Look at the situation of my calling, of my destiny. Lord, mobilize your angelic forces. Mobilize your angelic forces for my deliverance, for my victory. Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Say, Father, mobilize your angelic forces to rescue me, to rescue me, to save me, to deliver me, to help me, to fight for me. Mobilize, oh God, your military force to save me. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, consider the situation of my life. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now, some people believe that we have quick intervention systems in some developed countries. Yeah, some people believe that some developed countries have quick police intervention system, meaning that if you call the number of the police, then in few minutes they're already at your door to help you. Yeah, it happens in some countries. Yeah, some countries say if you call 911, the police shows up very quickly. Yeah, but in the kingdom of God, when you call, when you cry out for help, it doesn't take minutes. It takes less than a minute. It takes less than a second. Why? Because God already knows you need help. God already knows you will call him. You will call on him. And God is already there in that situation. So it takes less than a second for the military system of heaven to intervene. For the armed forces of heaven to intervene. It takes less than a second. If you cry out with faith. So you're going to pray. I don't know what you're passing through at the moment, but I believe that in less than a second, you'll be helped. That's what I believe. I don't know if you believe the same. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, mobilize your angelic armed forces to help me now. Mobilize your angelic armed forces, your angelic warriors to help me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I want you to know that there is no situation that is too big for the intervention of the kingdom of God in less than a second. There is no situation that is too difficult for the angelic forces of heaven to solve in less than a second. There is no problem that heaven cannot solve in less than a second. If only you can believe, if only you can believe, call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. Say, Father, mobilize your angelic hand forces, your angelic forces of miracles, your angelic forces that provide solutions to problems. Mobilize them now into my life to help me now. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Don't stop. Continue to say those words in faith. Say, Father, say, Lord Jesus, mobilize your angelic forces, your angelic forces, your angelic warriors, your angelic forces of war. Mobilize them to rescue me now, to help me now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. the scriptures. He said, I cried out unto the Lord in the day of trouble, and the Lord helped me. The Lord rescued me. You're going to raise up.
Muted. The recording has started.
Call to my help. Call to my help. Call to my help. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh God of Israel, as you did in the scriptures, as you did for David, as you did for the children of Israel, as you did for Jabez, as you did for that blind man who kept saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Begin to say, Lord, as you did in the days of the Bible, hearken unto my voice now, call to my need. Call to my help in the name of Jesus. Come and help me. Come and help me. Come and help me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, God of Israel, as you did for believers in the Bible, as you help them solve their problems, as you intervened in their situations, Lord, do the same in my life. Do the same in my life. Talk to God. Help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The truth is that the solution to your problems is already available. Is already being prepared. Yeah, the solution to your problems is already here. All you need is to receive by faith. The solution has already been released. Yeah, because God is a great God. He's a great God who has prevailed ahead of time. So God already knew that there was a time you needed help. And he already planned that help. Or he already made provision for your help. Yeah, so that is why God is ready to help you very instantly. Very quickly, because he already knew about your present situation before you find yourself at this point. God is already aware before you find yourself at this point. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect to the solutions of my problems. I connect to the answers to my prayers. I connect to the solution to my problems now in the name of Jesus, because the solution is just right here, waiting for a time you will ask God for help. Your miracle is just right there where you are, because God has, he has provided it, he has done it a long time ago before you find yourself at that point. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the answer to my prayers. Right now, I connect with the solutions to my problems. Right now, I connect with the helps that I need. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, I connect with the solutions to my problems. I connect with the answers to my prayers. I connect with the helps that I need at this time. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I acknowledge that you have already provided my help before now. Say, I acknowledge that you have already programmed and prepared my miracles before now. Therefore, Lord, connect me with them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Right now, connect me, Father, with the answers to my prayers, with the helps that I need. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still praying. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. There's going to be a problem if you don't accept the fact that there are intervention systems of the kingdom of God here on earth. I mean, yeah, I don't know if you will believe, yeah, that there are intervention system, angelic intervention systems here on earth, you know, to the point that, let's say you got lost and you don't know how to find your way back home. You got missing, maybe in a forest or in a wilderness. I don't know how to find the way back home. God can send angels to bring you back home. Or maybe you are stranded in a place and there is no hope for any help. God has positioned his intervention systems in the earth to help you at those moments where only him can help you. Yeah, so there's going to be a problem if you don't believe that what I'm saying is true. Yeah, there's going to be a problem of you receiving those interventions. Now, if you can't see these things, now this means that in every situation you find yourself, there is a provision of divine intervention. Only if you can agree with it and believe it and see it and see that in this situation there is availability of divine intervention. Yeah, that God is here to help. That God is here to fight for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enlighten my soul. Enlighten my mind to always see your interventions in every situation I find myself. So, Father, enlighten my soul, enlighten my mind to always believe, to always see your interventions, to always believe in your interventions, to always see your interventions in every situation I find myself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, enlighten my soul. Enlighten my heart. To always see where you are. Where your kingdom is in every situation I find myself. Except you can see where God is in your situation, you might not see God intervene. Except you can see and believe that God is here, that God is in this situation, that God has already made provision for my escape, for my rescue. Except you can see it and believe it, even though it's not appearing to your physical eyes, but you can see it with the eyes of your soul, with the eyes of your spirit. Except you can see it, you might not receive his intervention. So talk to God. Say, Lord, light up my soul. Light up my spirit. Light up my mind to see your interventions inside every situation I find myself. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. You know, Hadonishi Kibato Shasanditala. Talk to God. Say, Lord, light up my soul. Say, Lord, light up my soul. Light up my spirit to always see where you are. To always see your interventions in every situation I find myself. To be able to see them with the eyes of my spirit and believe them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When Moses sent 12 people to go and spy the land of Canaan, because they were going to march into that, they were going to march and possess that land, because God promised to give the land unto them. And Moses sent 12 spies to go and check how does this land look like. And then again, to also check what are the military system they have on this land. Yeah, how strong is their military system or defense? Yeah, yeah. So these men, they went to spy. But eventually, 10 of them came back with report, but two came back with good report, but they all saw the same thing. They all saw the same thing, but only two saw it differently. The others, they said, oh, this is a land full of giants. Their soldiers are giants, and we are just like grasshoppers. We can't win these people. Let us just go back to the land of slavery. But two out of them said, let us go and fight them immediately. We will conquer them. God has already given them to us. Yeah, so you can see that 12 people, they saw the same situation. But only two saw it differently. I don't know if you are getting the message I'm trying to pass across to you. 12 people saw a situation, but only two were enlightened in their soul to interpret it differently, to see it differently. So they were seeing the giant. Those two were seeing the giant as grasshoppers. And they were seeing themselves as giants. Though they look very small to those giants, but they don't see the giants as giants. So that is how to receive God's interventions in situations. So you don't see the situation as they appear. The moment you begin to see the situation as, you know, as so terrible, and then you begin to see it as, oh, this situation is going to kill me. This situation, you know, is too stronger than I am. I can't cope with this. I can't continue like this. My life is in trouble. You know, those, I don't know how to say those words. Yeah. So, and you start making negative confessions. All that you have said shall happen to you. But when you refuse to see the situation the way it's appearing to you, then you will be saved. Yeah, then you will be saved. And you will receive God's intervention. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that sees and believes. A heart that sees and believes the greatness of you in every situation. Say, Father, give me a heart that sees and believes the greatness of you in every situation I find myself. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me a heart that sees and believes in the greatness of you in every situation I find myself. He shall be how shaken at her. And let me how deny he had a shilagala. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. So, Lord, give me a heart that believes in the greatness of you. A heart that does not see things as they appear. A heart that does not tremble at negative situations. A heart that does not begin to feel hopeless. Give me such a heart that sees and believes in the greatness of you. That sees the greatness of you in every negative situation. That sees the greatness of you in every problem I encounter. In every challenge I face. Give me a heart that sees and believes in the greatness of you. Give me such a heart, Father. For I know this is how to receive the interventions of your kingdom. Give me a heart, thank you, Lord, that sees and believes in the greatness of you. At every point in time, I find myself. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that you need to know is that the Lord does not want you to stop crying out for help. God is in love with people who always ask Him to help them. God takes delight in those people. He takes pleasures in those people. People who are always asking for help. People who believe they are helpless without God. And they are always asking for help. So God did not want you to stop crying for help. He does not want you to stop. He wants you to continue. Even if you are not seeing the help now, He doesn't want you to stop. You're going to pray. So we need believers who will not stop asking God to help them. Yeah. We need believers. Yeah. Many times, I don't even know when I open my mouth, I begin to say, God, help me. Father, help me. Yeah, because I have come to fully agree that except the Lord helps me, I am helpless. Yeah, until you come to that point, you might not fully receive the interventions of God's kingdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that always cry out for help. I don't know if you understand that prayer point. So, Father, give me a heart that always cry out for help. A heart that believes that I am helpless without your help. A heart that is always seeking for help. A heart that is always praying for help. A heart that will not stop praying for help. Lord, give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Thank you, Lord. Give me such a mind. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Only those with that kind of mind will enjoy a lot of interventions from the kingdom of God, a lot of angelic interventions from heaven. Only people who will not stop asking for help, whether they see it yet or they don't see it happen yet, they will always cry out for help. Even after they have received help, they still cry out for more help because they believe that they cannot help themselves. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me a heart that always cry out for help. This is the kind of heart that David had. You can read all the Psalms in the Bible. You will see that David had a heart that always seek for help. Yeah, you can be a successful Christian. You need help. Whether you are successful, whether you are not successful, you need help. Even while you are successful, you still need help. So say, God, give me a heart that always cry out to you for help, irrespective of whatever situation I find myself, irrespective of whatsoever I have achieved in life, irrespective of whatsoever I have become in life, give me a heart that always believe that I am helpless without your help. Give me such a heart, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Another thing you need to know about receiving instant interventions from the kingdom of God in the earth is that you must be anointed. You must be anointed. You know, in that Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power. You must be anointed. I did some teachings on the anointing some time ago, and we were even going to, we compiled those teachings into a book format. We're going to produce it as a book, yeah, but we couldn't do it, yeah, but maybe soon we'll be able to do that. Yeah, in that teaching I said that the anointing is like a portal. The anointing of God upon the life of a man is like a divine portal that can bring God out of heaven into physical manifestation. So the anointing is like a door by which a man can bring God, like you can reach hand to God and bring God out of heaven to manifest. I'm just saying it in a literal term, in a literal expression. Yeah, but it's deeper than that. So see the anointing as a door by which you can go through that door, or you can pull God into this physical dimension. You can pull God into the physical dimension and God will manifest and do instant wonders. Yeah, that is what the anointing is. Apart from the anointing being being the power of God, the anointing is also a divine portal. So meaning that when the anointing of God is upon you, it will become so easy for God to instantly manifest in your situation to rescue you. Yeah, Jesus was quoting Isaiah chapter 61. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me." So you can see the connection. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me." So when you have been anointed, you will easily receive the manifestation of the Spirit upon you. So the anointing is more than power. The anointing is also a portal that receives manifestations of God in the physical realm. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You need an anointing. You need an anointing. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Father, release into my life anointing that is able to receive physical manifestations of you in the earth. Physical manifestations of you. Physical demonstrations of you in the earth to solve problems. The Lord, release upon me now anointing that is able to receive physical demonstrations of you. Physical manifestations of you in the head now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shake the hand, the hand. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, release upon me. Thank you, Lord. Anointing that is able to receive physical manifestations of you. Anointing that authorizes physical manifestations of signs and wonders in the earth. Anointing that produces physical manifestations of signs and wonders, of your signs and wonders in the head. Anointing that is able to bring down heaven into the head. Anointing that is able to draw down the forces of heaven into the head to solve problems. Lord, let such anointing follow me now. Thank you, Lord. Let such anointing fall on me now. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray for that anointing. If you are not anointed at this time, you will miss the Lord. You will fail a lot, and you will be limited a lot. You need the anointing. You need the anointing. You need the anointing. Begin to pray, say, Lord, release on me now. Anointing that is able to bring down heaven into the earth to solve problems. Release upon me anointing that is able to receive physical manifestations of you in the head, physical manifestations of your angels, anointing that is able to receive physical manifestations of your kingdom, physical manifestations of heaven here on earth. Lord, release such anointing upon me now. Thank you, Father. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I came to a point in my walk with God where I realized that the need is to be able to so much align with heaven. That all I need is to be able to connect with heaven. And to be able to channel heaven into the earth. So all I need is to become a man through which heaven can touch the earth. Through which God can touch the earth. So I realized that I don't need to carry some dose of power. and demonstrate power, I realize that that is not enough. Yeah, you know, some people, they say, they see the anointing as, they see the anointing, or they see operating the anointing as you know, as something that's to do with you carrying a dose or a measure of something. You know, like you can carry with you 5 liters. 5 liters of water, 10 liters of water. So they feel like anointing is a liquid that you can just carry, and then you can now start dispensing it to perform miracles. Yes, the anointing can be like that to some. But to me, I see something far greater than that. So all I began to desire from the moment my understanding was enlightened about how God wants to reveal his glory in the earth. From the moment God made me realize or made me understand how he wants to manifest his glory on earth, my understanding about the anointing changed. And I now come to the point where all I want to be is to become that man through which God can easily flow from heaven and touch the earth. All I want is to become that man through which heaven can touch the earth. So I don't need to be the one doing it. All I need is to be so connected to God. All I need is to be so obedient, so meek, so humble. I don't know other word to use. Yeah, all I need is to be such a man that I've surrendered all. Yeah, then God can pass through me to touch the earth. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So that is the highest level of walking in the anointing. Yes, the highest level of walking in the anointing is when you have become a man through which heaven can touch the earth. And heaven can manifest on earth. So meaning that you have yielded your life to that cause. You have no will of your own. You have no desire of your own. You have no agenda, no plan of your own. You have no ambition of your own. And all you want is let God be glorified. Let God pass through me. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, turn me into a man, or change me into a man through which your kingdom can manifest in the earth. Turn me into a man that can channel the fullness of you into the earth. That can channel the fullness of you into the earth. Turn me to a man that is dead to self, dead to the world, dead to everything in the world, dead to pleasures of sin. Turn me into that man. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. That is how you can see the glory of God in the earth. Talk to God. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be a living potter of heaven. I want to be a vessel through which heaven will touch the earth. Through which heaven will visit many lives of people and change many lives of people. I want to be a vessel that is so faultless, so blameless, so pure. I want to be a vessel that is so humble. I want to be a vessel that you can use to reveal the greatness of your glory in the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to pray just six more prayer points. Yeah, and after that, we'll round off the session. Yeah. You're still going to pray, you know, well, we are dealing with how to receive instant interventions of the kingdom of God here on earth. And I said that you need to be anointed. You need to be anointed. You need to be anointed. Yeah, you're going to pray. One of the keys to walking in the anointing is to allow the Holy Spirit take charge of your life. Is surrendering to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You will easily, I mean easily, operate in the anointing if you can yield to the Holy Spirit, if you can surrender to the leadership, to the control of the Holy Spirit. If you can't, then you cannot walk in the anointing. You'll be limited, even if you have, even if, you know, you could experience some anointing, maybe few, you'll be so limited. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to fully surrender to the leadership and control of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace, thank you, Lord, to fully submit to the leadership and control of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace to fully surrender. To fully surrender, not partially, but fully, to fully surrender to the leadership and control of the Holy Spirit. I receive grace to always yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to always obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, to always yield to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, to always yield to the move of the Holy Spirit. Say, I receive grace now. Begin to say, I receive grace now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have five more prayer points. Yeah, you know, when Jesus was doing his ministry physically in the earth, he said, I do whatsoever I see the Father do. Yeah, he said, I do whatsoever I see the Father do. So all the miracles he was performing, he already see the Father do them before he do the same. Yeah, so he understood how God operates. Yeah, and he followed the same pattern. Yeah, he understood how God operates. So that is what it means to always do what you see the Father do. Meaning that you do this like the Father. Meaning that you know the will of the Father and you follow the will of the Father. So that is how to see miracles happen instantly on earth. So you are going to pray. You must understand the will of God in every situation. You must understand the will of God for every situation. So if you can understand the will of God, then you will be able to pray until miracles happen. Because the Bible says when we pray according to the will of God, he will answer us. So you need an anointing. Or maybe I should say you need a grace to be able to understand what is the will of God in every situation you find yourself. So you're going to say, Father. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, put upon me grace to understand your will in every situation, to understand what you are doing in every situation, to understand your will in every situation. Lord, put upon me the grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Put upon me the grace. Thank you, Lord. Put upon me the grace to understand your will in every situation. Your will for every situation. Give me the grace to accurately discern what you are doing in every situation. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace to discern that I may pray correctly. That I may pray according to your will. That I may pray according to your will. Help me to understand your will in every situation I find myself. In every situation that confronts me. Help me to understand your will, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have a formal prayer point. Yeah. You know, Jesus said he does whatsoever he sees the Father do. So he was trying to tell those people that all these miracles is the same thing the Father does. Yeah, so let me try to explain. Let's say there is an operation. Let's say God began an operation in the spirit. And then God did 90% of that operation. And that operation is to produce a physical miracle in the head. So God began to do an operation in the spirit. And then he did 90%. And then he now show you 10%, which is to complete what he has done, what he has been doing. So you just do 10%. And then the miracle happened instantly. Yeah. So Jesus was doing the remaining part of what God began to do. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to show you. Let's say God began a work in the spirit, and then God has done like 90%, and then he now hand over 10% for you to do. And at the moment you complete the 10%, the miracle appears. Yeah, instantly. And then he shows you what to do. He tells you what to do. And when you do it, the miracle appears. Yeah. So that is why it is very wrong for any preacher or any man of God to think that he is the one doing miracles. Yeah, because it is God. You know, Jesus confirmed it. He said, I am doing what I see the Father do. So it's just like it is still the Father doing it. So Jesus is just completing the puzzles. Let's say there's a puzzle, and then there's just little left in the puzzle to be completed. And then he finished the puzzle, and then the miracles happen. So you must, as a Christian, you must be so connected with the Holy Spirit to be able to know what and what to do for what God is doing to physically appear on earth. I don't know if you are getting the message. As a Christian, you need to be so connected. You need to be so aligned with the Spirit of God to be able to know which part is remaining for you to do, because it's not your work to make any miracle happen on earth. It is none of your business. It is God's oppression. Yeah, but you need to know what and what to do. So miracles happen most times by divine directions. Divine direction. So God tells you, pray like this, say this, do this, don't do this, wait, and all of that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to be so aligned with you, such that I can do things that will produce your miracles in the earth. So Father, help me to be so connected, to be so aligned with you, so that I can see you use me to carry out your miracles in the head. So that I can see you use my prayers to carry out your miracles in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And this is the mystery of the scripture that says we don't know how to pray, that it is the Holy Spirit that helps us to pray. So meaning that we don't know how to work any miracle. We don't know how to see any miracle happen. Only if the Spirit helps us to pray correctly. So until the Spirit begins to help you, you might not see any change in your life. Until you are so fully aligned with God. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. I want to be 100% connected with you. I want to be 100% aligned with you, such that I do things that will give birth to your miracles in the end, such that I speak and pray in a way that miracles are birthed on earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be fully aligned with you so that I can find myself doing things that will lead to miracles. Yeah, there are certain miracles I have experienced in my life that I don't know how I got to that level of the miracles. I don't know how the miracles happened. I just saw myself doing certain things and then the next thing was miracles. It's because I was so aligned with the Spirit of God. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, at that point where my strength is gone, at that point where I can no longer move on, I can no longer move forward, oh God, let your strength help me. Let your strength help me. Say, Lord, at that point where my strength has failed me, at that point where my strength has been exhausted, at that point where I can no longer proceed further, oh Lord, let your strength manifest and help me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Lord, at that point where all my strength is gone, at that point where all my strength is exhausted,